The following audio was recorded at the Pacific School Leadership Institute, which was held at Waits Lake Bible Camp near Valley, Washington, on October 19 and 20, 2023.
Good morning. In your little green programs under the description there for the different topics, you have the carrot on a stick. Under that it says, what is the positive potential or negative fallout when extrinsic motivation is implemented? Meaning of extrinsic, coming or operating from outside. So we're thinking of students that need maybe a little bit of additional encouragement and help in accomplishing their studies, or in improving their grades. Someone who's not self-motivated, but maybe needs a teacher to give a little bit of encouragement. Incentive is usually, there's usually a reward of some sort tied to that. So, in other words, if the students bring the grades up, there'll be a reward for that. They're given an incentive, something to press for, something to strive at. If you think of carrot on a stick, what do you think of? Brought this up at home, and one of my sons said he thinks of a donkey that's harnessed and hitched to a cart, but unwilling to move. He's either lazy or stubborn. He needs something to encourage him to go. So the driver's there with a long stick with a carrot dangling on a string in front of the donkey's nose to get him to move. And I don't know that we're calling our students donkeys, but sometimes they do need that little bit of a nudge, don't they? So we get them going by offering something to get them to step forward. That carrot is initiative, take them encouraging, giving them initiative to move forward. Why do we sometimes need initiative in a classroom? It can be a number of different things. Young students may not yet have learned the importance of diligence. They're young. Yes, they're probably maybe being taught this at home, but they haven't learned the lesson very well yet. And so they need to learn the importance of diligence, applying themselves to their work. Sometimes it may be a struggling student. Maybe just not quite getting it. Incentives won't always fix that, but sometimes it helps them to work a little harder at it. Or it might be a lazy student, very capable, but just simply doesn't see the need of getting it done. Sometimes incentives are used in a classroom setting to bring overall grade averages up. And it involves everybody. We'll get into some of these things a little bit more in detail a little later. Another thought that I came across was it may be a result of current culture challenges. And I think we heard a little bit about this, or we heard a little bit last night about the changes that we've seen in 40 years. And I came across this. I got an email this week. And in this email, there was this short writing titled Attention Span, written by Kit Farrow. He says this: studies done by University of California psychologist Gloria Mark show that our attention spans have been in decline for at least the last two decades. In 2003, when Mark asked her study participants to focus on something, they could hold that focus for an average of 150 seconds or 2.5 minutes before they looked away. In 2012, the average attention span had dropped by 50% to 75 seconds. By 2023, the average attention span time dropped to 47 seconds. If this is true, it greatly concerns me, the writer says here. We have seen a 70% decline in attention span in the last 20 years. Where will we be in another 10 years? How can people accomplish anything in such a short period of time. Gloria Mark said, "People tend to blame technology, saying it's due to the notifications. My argument is broader." She went on to say, "Yes, notifications do affect our attention, but it's by no means the full story. For one thing, people are just as likely to self-interrupt as to be interrupted by some external notification or phone call." So I think there are obviously things in our culture today, even in our Mennonite culture, that have affected some of these things. And therefore, we're dealing with them in our schools, and we need to teach our students the value of diligence and effort. Last evening, we heard about the developing life skills. And I think one of the very important skill that we are trying to teach our students is to apply themselves, is to be diligent. And so them learning to focus and persevere is a very important life skill that we can teach them. Back again to some of the ideas here of incentives to increase classroom effort, increase individual effort, or maybe to improve excitement or spirit within the classroom when it comes to the idea of study. Usually there's plenty of excitement and participation at recess time, but the studies might be where we need to have a little help. Again, the ultimate goal of incentives: help students understand the value and develop habits of focus, diligence, and perseverance. Now, a few ideas for incentives for those of you, I'm guessing that many of you have seen this done or have done it yourselves, but some ideas for rewards. Sometimes it might be a new storybook for the classroom library. Maybe it's new items for recess, maybe a volleyball net or a ball, like a volleyball or soccer ball, something like that. Candy or ice cream sometimes is used. Extra recess time, extra story time, maybe a nature hike. The list is only limited by your imagination, really. Brother Jonathan was telling me here a while back, or I heard him mention that he was at one school where I think the whole one classroom was gone, and he asked where everybody was, and they had taken the day off to go someplace because they had met this incentive. And he said, "Everybody went?" And they said, "Oh yeah, everybody went. Everybody always goes." Well, the bar's not very high from what I gathered, and so everybody gets to go. So what are we accomplishing at that point? I guess I can say this without, well, it's a positive story, so I'll just give you some of the details that are here. But we currently have a second grade student who is capable, maybe a bit of a perfectionist, and therefore is a little bit concerned that if the lesson isn't done perfect, feels a little bit scared to really get into it and get his work done. So with some brainstorming with my fellow school board member and between him and the teacher, they came up with this idea of wearing a headlamp turned on, focused on his work, so that he can see where the light is shining, directing his eyes to his work. At the front of his desk in the pencil tray is 5 jelly beans. And of course, the teacher's monitoring the situation and giving a little bit of encouragement and direction. But when that light is shining around the room, it's obviously not shining where it's supposed to be. So the teacher goes over and removes a jelly bean. As a second grader, that's a bit tragic, isn't it? So back to work. Teacher told me that it worked really well. I asked, did he ever lose all his jelly beans? She said, twice he got down to one. But he it really made a big difference. And this student was taking quite a bit of his homework, or quite a bit of his work home for homework, because he just simply wasn't getting them done. And we were about 5 days into this, and I asked her how it was going. She said, "Well, he hasn't had any homework in 5 days." And she said, "Actually, the day I spoke with her, he was done with all his schoolwork by 2 o'clock, and his grades were still good. I mean, they were the good grades." I asked her, I believe it was Wednesday. Yeah, it was Wednesday night. I asked her how it was going, and this had been going on for about 3 weeks. And she said, "Well, the last 2 days there was no headlamp or jelly beans, because he's getting it all done." So I spoke with a teacher that taught for quite a while. I told him the story. He said, "Well, that's probably the most successful incentive story I've ever heard. We'll see if it lasts, but I guess we can always go back to it if not." But that's what we're after. This young man can do it. He just needed to prove to himself that he could. Okay, it tends to be more productive to reward good effort than it is to punish poor effort or poor performance. So if we can encourage the positive, if we can encourage them with incentives, it's a good reason to use them. It's a good way to encourage that. Incentives must be reasonable, incentives must be reasonable and attainable. If it's way out of reach, it's not gonna do much good. They need to be able to accomplish it. And so that's something we need to keep in mind as well. Another thing that a teacher told me was it's very important to keep the incentive program manageable and as simple as possible. Otherwise, it gets too time-consuming for the teacher. So it's good to keep that in mind. Just a few thoughts, Bonner. I just have a few minutes left here. Avoid creating an atmosphere of over-expectation, unattainable perfection. I just mentioned that. You know, if the classroom's grade average is 97%, is it really necessary to really push that 99%? I know of a case where a student was involved in something similar and felt really overwhelmed whenever the student didn't get 100% grade on every subject, because felt like they were not doing their responsibility in bringing this grade average up. So don't strive for unrealistic expectations. And another thing, individual incentives or incentive programs should diminish for basic work responsibilities as students age. Students must learn to complete basic study habits without extrinsic motivation. If a 10th grader still needs a carrot to keep him busy at his schoolwork, we have at some point probably failed the student. Students must learn to take personal responsibility for completing assignments. Incentives must be fair and balanced. Another thing I came across was it's probably easier for a student with a 93% grade average to raise it 2 points than a student that has an 81% average. A really struggling student has a harder time bringing that up, at least if they're a diligent student and yet just not quite academically as capable. So keep that in mind in your incentive programs. Avoid using incentives for behavioral or respect issues. I think there's other measures probably better applied than an incentive program for respect and behavioral issues. It's probably, we want to reward good, but in a sense, well, we don't want to reward the bad, and if the candy is the only reason they're behaving, it's probably not a good premise to work off of. Just a bit of a review. Incentives used carefully can be a good way to improve focus for a young, distracted student, improve effort or grades in an uninspired student, or increase the overall achievement or performance of the entire classroom. Thank you.